This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Over the course of March, Scran will be dedicated to hearing from women working in the food and drink sector in Scotland. Join us to hear interesting conversations about women's experiences working in the food and drink industry in honour of International Women's Day. I'm Rosalind Erskine and this is Scran, celebrating women in the food and drink industry.
I'm Julie Sweelin. I am the owner of Julie's Kopitiam, which is a small Malaysian night cafe in Glasgow. On the side of my job of owning a restaurant, I am also a food writer and broadcaster. I actually got into the industry after applying for a job in a kitchen with absolutely no experience at all. I was very honest about that on my application, and I luckily got taken on by an amazing woman called Laurie McMillan. She is now the owner of Cafe Strange Brew, a very popular brunch cafe across the road from my dear Kopitiam in Shawlands. And she just taught me everything I knew, her kind of energy, her determination and dedication to just making sure her team was happy and well-trained was just amazing. And I'm so fortunate it was her that I landed in the hands of. Then moved on to go and work in another kitchen, which was more based on street food. And that was owned by Rachna Deer, and it's called Babu Bombay Street Kitchen. And that was amazing for me because it felt like Rachna was very good at teaching sensory cooking, which is how you generally get taught cooking in Malaysia, where it's all about the smell, the taste, the sizzle, the sound. And Rachna was amazing for teaching me all of those things. So the real answer is I got into the industry because of two absolutely amazing women around me. And of course, my mother. The industry has changed since I joined in the way of, I feel like I see a lot more female and gender neutral chefs coming through our doors. Actually, we're getting loads of applications, which I just find amazing from an industry that has been so long dominated by males. And it's just nice to see that being mixed up a bit. And hopefully that kind of old school way of running a kitchen shall hopefully be on its way out very soon, or at least I hope so. Facing challenges when I first joined. So I faced some challenges when I first joined, which was obviously that you feel like in a kitchen that, especially if it's such a high tempo one with quite an old school way of working. I worked with a couple of male chefs who were maybe a bit more intense and kind of leaning more towards quite a machoistic way of working. I felt like I was a bit of a female with imposter syndrome. And I think that now on hindsight, I think that was actually wrong. I think that quite a lot of females I hear in the industry tar themselves to the brush of having imposter syndrome. And of course, that can definitely exist. But what I think actually might be the case for quite a lot of people is that there's this industry here that's been so widely set up and has such a male dominance in it that has also bred a culture of kind of shoutiness, of aggression for so long. So yes, I do feel like myself, along with quite a lot of females, will suffer imposter syndrome in those scenarios and feel like we're not good enough and that we don't belong to be there. But what I think that actually is us changing the ways of kitchens, where actually it shouldn't be imposter syndrome. We're actually put into a place where things need to change, and hopefully history can change with that. And it's just been so heartwarming to see that there's so many females, especially in Glasgow actually, who are opening up kitchens and then creating a brand new culture where it doesn't have to be aggressive, where it doesn't have to be shouty. And I just feel like that is spreading and spreading. And hopefully these little changes will change the course of history within kitchens. So my favourite career moment is actually maybe more of a phase than a moment.
It actually really heavily involves the staff. And I think that's actually come now. Like, I've got a team who are just absolutely amazing and I can take a day off and not worry too much about what's happening in the kitchen. But on top of that, I can take a day off to work on the things that I really do want to work on. For example, our kind of social consciousness within the restaurant. How can we help the community around us? How can we involve ourselves in that and work a bit harder towards that? And actually, I can only thank such an amazing team for me being able to do that and be able to step back a bit in order for us to move forward. So I would say right now, my favourite career moment is more of a phase, and it actually has probably been over the past year that has developed into that way. So what might surprise people about my job is that it's very, very, I mean, I guess every day is completely different. You're not going in and cooking the same thing every day. You're not going in and, you know, kind of getting bored of the dishes. Something new happens every day in kitchens, whether it be something breaking, somebody calling in sick. It just changes all the time. I would say that it's the least monotonous job I've ever had in my life, both for good reasons and bad reasons sometimes. But I just love it. And I think that's the kind of madness within me that just really relishes in that kind of working environment, is that no day is ever the same. It is never boring. There's always something to do, which is feels like quite a kind of old tale saying, but it's very true. Advice I would give for somebody coming into the industry is to work alongside people that really inspire you. I cannot thank the two people that I worked with at the beginning enough, and actually, incidentally, both females. They were just so helpful in helping me get to where I was today, super understanding, very encouraging of trying to get me to work in a kitchen and understand the kind of the ins and outs of a professional kitchen. Work with people that inspire you, and always remember that you can adapt and you can change. And some days you will have bad days in the kitchen where everything you cook is not great, and other days you'll have days where it's absolutely amazing. And as long as you've still got that hunger to come back to those days where everything was delicious and you were so proud of it and it gave you joy to do it, then that's what should keep you going. I think it's one of those industries that, yes, it can be tough sometimes, but essentially we all do it because we love food and we love cooking. And what an amazing place to be able to do that in if you are inspired by the people around you.